The hottest trend on social media? Being yourself. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The number one social networking app right now on Apple's US App Store is called Be Real, as in being your real self online. No filters, no carefully staged shots. The concept and the format are so popular, TikTok launched its own version, both on its home app and as a standalone, called TikTok Now. Erica Bailey is a PhD candidate at Columbia University's Business School and studies authenticity and marketing. On Be Real, she says, you can only post once a day and only when you receive an alert, which can come at any time.
From that notification, you have 2 minutes to take your phone out, and the phone is going to take a picture both of the front-facing camera and the back-facing camera. So it shows you as a subject, also what you're looking at or what's in front of you at the same time. And as soon as you post your Be Real, you can see the Be Real of those in your social network. If you don't post, you cannot see what your friends are doing at that exact moment.
Be Real is really selling itself as an app to show authenticity. What does authenticity even mean in this context, in social media and in the marketing landscape?
I think when we talk about authenticity on social media, what people usually mean is that you're being unedited, you're being unfiltered, you're showing some version of reality as you're experiencing it. And Be Real is capitalizing on this desire that consumers and users of social media have to see what real life looks like, both for influencers and for people that they know.
How does this authenticity trend play into profitability for social media platforms?
Authenticity among influencers is really important, especially if they're going to be recommending things to their users. There's a lot of influencers who we rely on to sort of reveal to us what we should be buying, what makeup we should be using, what books we should be reading. And we want to know that we can trust those sources. And to the extent they can create this experience of authenticity or their perception that they're being authentic, we're more likely to trust them. Research also shows that we're more likely to like people who are authentic. We're more likely to believe what they're going to tell us, and we're more likely to sort of follow them. Sometimes that is right to their, you know, Amazon storefront or to their, you know, discount code for a new product.
How does this authentic approach, you know, affect the influencers who've kind of made a whole business off of these curated experiences and kind of not showing real life?
It seems like in 2022, inauthenticity is really not sustainable. I think the amount of content that influencers have to push out forces them almost to just present their life as it is. And of course, that actual life is very glamorous, full of things that, you know, most of us don't get, like unboxing all these gift packages. But with the amount of content influencers are forced to produce, they really have no choice but to present their authentic life and their authentic self. And that matches with the demand that people are asking for authenticity among the people that they follow and the people that they see.
This filter-heavy curated experiences has also been shown to have mental health consequences, especially for younger people. Where does an app like Be Real sit in this larger discussion about what social media does to our brains?
Some of my own research and other research as well has shown that the way that you use these tools can impact your well-being. And for authenticity scholars, authenticity is one of the most important things for your well-being, to be able to express your real self or your true self, especially to those in your life. It's really important for your overall mental health and your well-being. And Be Real is showing you that it's okay and it's almost expected. You know, if you're waiting past the prompt or trying to game the system, people will notice. And so there's this social currency of authenticity on Be Real that they're trying to encourage or incentivize people to be their actual selves, to post their actual face, even if they're not wearing makeup, even if it's not the best lighting. And psychology would suggest that that's actually kind of beneficial for individuals' well-being.
TikTok just rolled out a very similar function. Can you talk about that announcement and how it might affect Be Real?
I would imagine even on TikTok, if you're seeing content like that or, you know, a snap version of someone's day, you're most likely going to see that among the influencers that you follow. Most people on TikTok are viewing novel content by people that they don't know, whereas Be Real seems to really be embedded in your social network. And in that way, I still think Be Real has something special. They're showing you this glimpse into your friends' lives, while TikTok will show you a glimpse into your favorite influencer's life.
How much of a chance, though, does a new social media app have in this landscape that is so dominated by Facebook and Instagram and TikTok? Like, can people really edge in there?
I think Be Real is offering something unique to what Instagram is showing you. And it might just be a different taste that consumers have. They want to come to Instagram to see that curated, beautiful content, you know, from a photography session. And then they want to go to Be Real and see exactly what you were eating that day or what you're working on or where you were at 11 p.m. on a Saturday. So it could be that the same consumers migrate over to Be Real, or they just add it to their already, you know, broad plate of social media that they have and that they go to for different reasons.
Erica Bailey is doing her research at Columbia University's Business School. And now for some related links. Celebrities are also jumping onto the authenticity trend. Singer Harry Styles used a fan's phone to take a Be Real snapshot mid-concert. You can see that example on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also link to a piece from the Washington Post about Be Real's rise in popularity and its competition. That includes the TikTok Now app and Snapchat introducing its own dual camera feature. And while Be Real has locked up more than 56 million downloads in just the last year, it hasn't monetized things yet. Exclusive reporting from the Financial Times says the company is looking into instituting paid features for users rather than ads, because profitability and authenticity are a tricky balance. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.